WPFP. Translator W276DJ at 103.1 FM Park Falls, Wisconsin. Broadcasting from an old rickety shack on the shores of the Flambeau River. This is Jack FM.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packers. Special Counsel Robert Herr's report clearing President Biden of criminal wrongdoing for the mishandling of classified documents, but also describing him as an elderly man with a poor memory. That's the part that had President Biden fired up Thursday, says ABC's Mary Bruce.
I don't recall the last time I saw the president this angry. Biden furious and frustrated, ripping into the special counsel for questioning his memory and recall in this hastily arranged press event. The president doing a little bit of damage control as his legal exoneration now threatens to become a political liability.
President Biden will welcome German Chancellor Olaf Scholz to the White House today. Former President Trump, the winner of Thursday's Nevada caucuses. Nikki Haley was not on the caucus ballot. Warm weather bringing weird weather. At least three reported tornadoes in Wisconsin and Illinois. Nearly unheard of this time of year. Meanwhile, a new storm system is bringing flooding and severe weather to the south. This is ABC News. Credit card debt is flying high. Credit reporting agency TransUnion says now, all told, Americans are carrying over $1 trillion worth of debt on our cards, hitting a new record. With so many people focused on the Super Bowl this weekend, ABC's Jason Nathanson says it'll likely be pretty quiet at your local movie theater.
Expect a soft Super Bowl weekend at the box office. The horror rom-com Lisa Frankenstein should top the new releases.
Your daughter is a little psycho.
Catherine Newton stars in the title role as a teen in love with a corpse. It's the directorial debut of Zelda Williams, daughter of Robin Williams, with a screenplay written by Diablo Cody. It'll compete with last week's champ, Argyle, for the number one spot overall, but both are expected to bring in well under $10 million. Jason Nathanson, ABC News, Hollywood.
And a town in India making breaking curfew potentially deadly after violent clashes over the construction of a mosque. The northern Indian town has imposed an indefinite curfew and ordered police to shoot violators on site. Dave Packer, ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin has seen its first ever tornado touchdown in February. The National Weather Service says it happened between Evansville and Edgerton in south central Wisconsin early last night. There's no word of any serious injuries, but there are a lot of reports of damage. A bipartisan bill to ban deepfake audio and video from political ads in Wisconsin is moving through the state legislature. Rice Lake Republican Senator Romaine Quinn at a committee hearing yesterday.
I know there was an ad during the New Hampshire primary on the presidential side that had artificial intelligence in the ad, and I think disclosure is going to be more and more incredibly important as we try to wrangle the potential impacts of this.
The bill would impose $1,000 fines on the makers of ads that use artificial intelligence but don't disclose it. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
The Bucks with another loss. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Milwaukee Bucks slump continues. They lost at home to the Timberwolves, 129-105. Doc Rivers says his team was tired from their five-game road trip. Rivers asked about the team trading for one of his former players on the 76ers, Patrick Beverley.
He is a very, very high IQ player, especially defensively, and even offensively with his movement and stuff and setting picks. He's also an instigator. He's a big talker defensively, not meaning trash talk, meaning he talks on defense, and I think those are some of the things that we need.
The Bucks also traded Robin Lopez to the Sacramento Kings for a cash consideration. Robin showed up to the Bucks game reading a book. His twin brother, Brooke, back after missing three games, was asked if he spotted Robin in the seats in street clothes.
Did you notice Robin sitting courtside eating popcorn?
Yeah, he was there. He's found a way to show up somehow.
That's the Bucks' Brooke Lopez. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Playing what we want.
We'll be right back. about the money. It's the principality. Gah!
Hit it!
Here comes the hot stepper, I'm the lyrical gangster. Big up the crew in the area. Still have it like that. No, no, we don't die. Yes, we multiply. Anyone press will hear the fine lady sing. I can't, you know, recall. I know what bow don't know. Touch them up and go. Oh, cha-cha-ching, ching.
FM needs some cash to pay for a new iPhone.
Discover, this is Daniela.
Hi, it's Jennifer Coolidge. I just want to thank you for making me feel so special. I earned cash back on debit for my dinner party groceries.
That's great, but with Discover Cashback Debit, we give everyone cash back on everyday purchases. Anything else I can help you with?
Do you like asparagus and mushroom sorbet? I've got leftovers.
Introducing Discover Cashback Debit, a checking account with cash back. It pays to Discover. Eligibility and terms at discover.com/cashbackdebit. Discover Bank, member FDIC.
You've heard the buzz about IT jobs and cybersecurity and AI, right? Why not prepare for a career in these fields and take advantage of the high demand? You can enjoy a more rewarding and recession-resistant lifestyle. Train in just a few short months at My Computer Career. Are you a veteran, active duty military, or already in IT? Skill up for positions employers need to fill. Go to mycomputercareer.edu and take the free career evaluation. That's mycomputercareer.edu. Financial aid is available for qualified students, including the GI Bill.
Park Manor River's Edge in Park Falls is holding a certified nurse's aide class starting in February. The course consists of 100 hours of classroom and clinical hours. Upon successful completion, those committing to Park Manor employment will earn competitive wages and be eligible for bonus opportunities based on your employment commitment and your employment hire status. Park Manor River's Edge is 100% employee-owned, a 92-bed skilled nursing facility which prides itself on providing excellent quality care and rehabilitation services for short-term rehab and long-term care. Reserve your spot before February 9th. For more details, register online on Indeed or reach out to the nurse's aide student via email, Tawny M, that's T-A-W-N-Y, Tawny M, at parkmanorwy.com or call 715-762-2449. Today's Outdoor News is brought to you by J&A Services.
J&A Services Marine and Power Sports now has two locations to better serve you. With over 20 years in the trade, Bernie Services all makes and models of Power Sports and Marine out of his shop on Highway 182. Call him at 414-902-0449 for times and availability and check out Hot Shot Secret Performance Products and Renegade Race Field to provide top engine performance for your ride. Selling Chilton trailers and a BMS authorized dealer handling new dirt bikes, enduros, scooters, side-by-sides on display at his new showroom located inside the Sugar Bush Bar off of Highway 182 on Sugar Bush Road in Park Falls, Wisconsin. Yes, the bar is open and is stocked with fly racing, alpine, accessories, apparels, and more. At J&A Service Marine and Power Sports, here to serve the Northwoods in Park Falls, Wisconsin. Visit them on Facebook.
I'm Tim Lesmeister, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News. My buddy uses a bobber stop on his tip-up, but he doesn't put a bobber on it. Why? I'll tell you, but first.
Like every serious angler in this region, I want to make the most of my time on the water. That's why I read OutdoorNews.com. This all-new digital resource is loaded with valuable tips, lake profiles, up-to-date fishing reports, gear reviews, and breaking news on laws and regulations that affect the sports we love. Plus, OutdoorNews.com will help you catch more and bigger fish. Be prepared and get ahead of the crowd. Join OutdoorNews.com today.
My buddy loves to use tip-ups when ice fishing. I find it kind of unusual because I like holding my rod. But he'll set a couple of tip-ups out and not even use a rod to fish. And he uses some tricks on his tip-ups that really add some flavor to it. One is a bobber stop on the line. And the reason he does that is because he only has to measure once where he wants that minnow to be sitting in that water column. What he does is he hooks a weight up to the hook, drops it down to the bottom, and then he adjusts the bobber stop so that it's right there even with the top of the hole. So now he knows if that bobber stop is a foot or 2 feet or 3 feet above the hole, then that's where the bait is off of the bottom. Then he doesn't have to measure every time he drops a bait. All he has to do is drop that bait down to where the bobber stop is, and he knows exactly where it's at when he makes the adjustment. It's quick and dirty, especially if those fish are grabbing the lure. You're catching a lot of them. You want to get a bait back in the water right away. It's nice to have that bobber stop to show you exactly where that bait is sitting each time you send it down. This is from the pages of the Outdoor News.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC, Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
A little light snow is possible this morning, although I do not expect much in the way of accumulation. After that, it is going to be cloudy and cooler with a high of 35 today. Wind will be west at 15 to 25. Tonight, cloudy, 21. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, 30. On Sunday, partly cloudy with a high of 31. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 30.
This bunch of songs on Jag FM is being held down by several weighted blankets.
Hey, Jack, you'll play my girlfriend's request, but not mine. What's up with that?
I don't know where I belong. I don't know where I belong.
Have you seen our car keys? 866-930-JACK. You're not using ad blocker.
If you're looking for a new couch, you could cut down on expenses by bundling your car and renter's insurance with Progressive. Because you know you've had this couch for too long. Sure, you've had good times together, but a ripped up cushion is not a fond memory. It's a sign. Notice how other people have couches with two armrests? Now that's living, right? No, it's just normal. So bundle your renter's and car insurance with Progressive and put the savings toward a new couch. Please, it's time. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company coverage provided in service by affiliates and third-party insurers. Not available in all states.
Texting enrolls you in a reoccurring automated marketing text messages. Consent not required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
Ken, nice work.
Thanks. Taking Nugenix Total T makes a huge difference for me.
Nugenix? That's the testosterone booster with TV ads with Frank Thomas, right?
Yes.
Are they still giving out complimentary bottles?
Yes. Nugenix is a great way to feel stronger with more energy and endurance. And as Frank says, she'll like it too.
Text ROCK to 369-369 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix. Text ROCK to 369-369. That's ROCK to 369-369.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitowish Waters.
A little light snow is possible this morning, although I do not expect much in the way of accumulation. After that, it is going to be cloudy and cooler with a high of 35 today. Wind will be west at 15 to 25. Tonight, cloudy, 21. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, 30. On Sunday, partly cloudy with a high of 31. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 30.
103.1.
Hey, Jack.
Jack FM.
Wow, Jack.
Digging the music.
True that.
Digging the music.
True that.
About time.
True that.
Fall off my chair, and I'm wondering how I'll get down the stairs.
If this bunch of songs in a row on Jack FM lasts more than 4 hours, call our doctor.